Marlene Mollingford, and I'm the president of the...
Is your mic on?
Uh-oh.
Start over here.
Yeah.
And I am the president of the Portland JCL. We are a civil rights organization that was formed in 1928. And I want to remind the mayor and city council of what our city and government did 75 years ago. Our lives were changed forever when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor on Sunday morning, December 7th, 1941. By 2:30 in the afternoon in Portland, the FBI swarmed over the Japanese neighborhood and began arresting our community leaders. Businessmen, doctors, newspapermen, Buddhist priests, and Japanese language teachers. So a total of 110 individuals were taken by the FBI from the Portland area. They were placed in places like the Multnomah County Jail and Rocky Butte. None of these people were charged with a crime, and for several days, their wives and families had no idea what had happened to them, and some families were not reunited for 2 years. So obviously, so soon after the attack happened, the FBI had been investigating the Japanese community, and it had come up with a list of suspicious people before Pearl Harbor happened. And the government identified that these Japanese were a national security threat solely because of their ancestry, despite the fact that that surveillance had found no sabotage or subversive activity. So General DeWitt, who was the commander of in charge of the defense of the West Coast, proclaimed that the very fact that no sabotage has occurred to date is a disturbing and confirming indication that such action will be taken. So wartime hysteria fanned the flames of fear and hatred after the attack on Pearl Harbor. False rumors, sensationalized by the media and vote-seeking politicians, overwhelmed and contradicted the government's own research, a fact kept hidden until the 1970s that, in fact, there was no credible evidence of sabotage. So when America felt threatened, we strayed from our democratic ideals under the guise of military necessity. So in 9/11, America had another catastrophic attack. Thousands of New Yorkers lost their lives because of the Islamic terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Suddenly, we are facing a new enemy, and we cannot let prejudice and fear guide our government policies. Crime data shows that far-right extremists are behind far more plots and attacks than Islamic extremists. Our local police department should be protecting our citizens and not conducting investigations that conflict with our local sanctuary laws. We should be using our scarce resources to enforce. We should not be using our scarce resources to enforce federal laws. We are urging the Portland Police does not participate in the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So our history is a valuable lesson for all Americans. We shouldn't repeat the mistakes of the past as we confront the challenges of Islamophobia, hate violence, and the rise of the white supremacist movement, and the pervasiveness of institutional racism that criminalizes communities of color. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Uh-huh. Mr.